Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. We do have an open line if you'd like to jump in and visit with us. The number is 1-888-767-4348, regardless where you are in the state of Arizona. You don't call the radio station you're listening to us on. What are we on, Ron? Seven stations, nine sticks, is that right?
Six stations.
Ten sticks.
AM, FM stick.
Okay. So don't call the station you're listening to. You have to dial the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. Just about covering the whole state of Arizona, definitely covering over 90% of the populated area of Arizona. So we're reaching most homeowners. Let us put our experience to work for you.
Question that came in on email this week, which was actually just today. I got a nice big stack here to go through. Alan has found a contractor that appears to be in good standing with the ROC, and his contract wants 50% of the money down, 25% upon the completion of the rough plumbing, 20% on the completion of stucco, and 5% after the final inspection. Does that sound about right?
Well, some of that would depend on the size of the contract. One of the reasons remodeling has a bad reputation is because you don't need a lot of capital. We were talking with Mrs. Mortimer about how capital intensive the farming industry is. I mean, when you've got to, you know, when your first purchase is a $80,000 tractor, and that's before you connect anything to it, you know, you've got some barriers to entry into that industry. In the remodeling industry, the industry practice over all these years has been that remodelers get some money to start the job up front. So you literally can get into remodeling. You don't even need a pickup truck, a nail belt, a tape measure, a level, will pretty well get you into the business. So there's no barriers to entry. If you want to operate under the handyman exemption, there's even no licensing or insurance barriers to entry. So the industry has always been pay me up front, pay me ahead. Hey, and at our company, Rosie on the House Remodeling, we do the same thing, okay? We charge for estimates, and then because if we didn't, all I would be doing all day long, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, is giving out detailed estimates that people would then use, you know, to negotiate with somebody else. We did that for 15 years before I finally caught on. So we charge for estimates. And then if we sign a construction contract with you, which we do 90% of the time, that estimate fee is applied 100% to the contracting fee. And when we sign the contracting fee, we have a deposit that you're going to pay us to start the job, to commit you to a fixed schedule, to put you into our work schedule in and amongst the other projects that we've got going, to purchase the materials we're going to have to purchase to get delivered to the house. 50% generally would be an amount I'm comfortable paying on smaller jobs, say under $8,000, $10,000. As the job got bigger and bigger and bigger, there's less need for that contractor to need all that money. If you're doing a $50,000 remodel, there's no reason that contractor needs $25,000 up front just to get started, unless he's not charging a fair price for his work and he's in the process of going out of business and doesn't know it, and he needs that deposit check to finish paying off the bills from his last few jobs that he's already spent the money and needs your deposit money to go finish paying those, the painter and the drywaller and the air conditioning guy, off the job that he finished 2 months ago.
Or the down payment on a boat.
Or down payment on a boat. So we in the industry do generally charge. We're generally ahead of the homeowner, okay? That's why it's so important for you to feel confident with who you're dealing with. If you are particularly nervous, if they want particularly big payments, find out who some of their big suppliers are and ask if the contractor would be comfortable. May I write you a joint check? If I know that I'm doing a major room addition, bathroom, let's call it a bathroom suite addition, and I'm going to spend $20,000 in plumbing fixtures, the homeowner has the privilege of saying, would you mind if I wrote you, if you want 50% down, would you mind if I made that a joint check to your plumbing supplier and to you, so I'd know at least the plumbing fixtures were getting covered? So joint checks are one way you can take that down. The other way is just negotiate a little bit less. Don't let them get too far ahead of you, because that's where the horror stories start.